like show business. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
And Carolyn, we have a distinguished guest today, our mutual friend, Linda Boss, interior designer and avid listener.
Linda, welcome.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, John.
So, Linda, you got the pleasure, I should say, of going to see this movie with us called Side Effects. Was it an enjoyable experience, or were you too fidgety?
It's the kind of movie that you really have to pay attention to, or you're going to lose some of what's going on, and some of it's very important to pay attention to.
Sure. Well, yeah, of course, and we had to shut up so the people around us weren't annoyed by our talking.
Well, because if you've ever been to a movie with John, you know, he's a talker. So the movie we went to go see, Side Effects, it's a psychological thriller that involves pharmaceutical companies, power, love, and as Linda said, it's a little gobbledygook.
It is. You really have to pay attention to it, and you have to decide, at least I did early on, who are the good guys and who are the bad guys, and if there are really good or bad guys.
Stars Jude Law as a psychiatrist, Catherine Zeta-Jones as another doctor, and Rooney Mara as the afflicted young woman. What's disturbing, Linda, for you on this film?
Usually in a movie, I decide who I'm rooting for, and I couldn't do that in this movie because Rooney Mara plays a woman who is having deep psychological problems, and Jude Law as her doctor is trying to help her, and then you really have to pay attention.
Because in this movie, things are not what they seem, but the gobbledygook part for me is that it's so close to being really good, and they come to conclusions that seem so obvious and easy.
There is a portion of this film, and I would say it's at least the first third, that is fascinating as you look at the use of drugs, particularly to help psychiatric patients, and from Zoloft to whatever. And she's attempting to balance herself out by using these drugs, and she's helped by, of course, the psychiatrist who is writing her the prescriptions, and that's Jude Law. So I find this fascinating, as well as their connection with the pharmaceutical companies.
We are inundated every single day with commercials. It's just become an everyday part of our lives. And I think the interesting thing about this movie, and this movie is interesting despite its flaws, is the use of images we see every day and how people can use this industry for good or for evil. And that's really what Linda's talking about, is choosing sides. It's really hard to in this. If, you know, you sit around the dinner table and debate pharmaceutical companies as well, it will be the same thing. Are they good? Are they bad? Do they help people? Do they hurt some? Probably so.
Is this the way America is? Do we take these many drugs?
Well, you watch television and you see all the advertisements for all the drugs, and then you have to sit through listening to all the side effects, which are sometimes much worse than the original illness that they're trying to treat. What are these?
Well, both of you brought up what is an interesting side note to me in this film, which is the use of media to promote this. And even in one of the important incidents in the film, the character is influenced by images she has seen, and people using the drugs are influenced by the ads.
And I think this movie also examines the importance of the justice system and where now the justice system stands as far as insanity pleas. Interesting as it may be, I think it did fail in many ways as far as plot and holding my attention for the duration of the 2 hour.
It was interesting to think about doctors being paid to promote. That's frightening to me.
Now, Linda, you have a lot of friends, particularly in Bexley and Upper Arlington. Are you going to recommend this film for them? I know you have a film club that you go regularly with.
I'm not really sure, because so many of them are involved with the pharmaceutical companies and are doctors.
Carolyn, would we like to grade this?
Sure.
Okay.
What do you give it?
I give it a C, because I think it devolves into a mediocre thriller.
All right, I'm so with you on this. We agree, John. I say C as well. It could have been much better.
I agree. What was it about C? I didn't think it was really bad or really wonderful. So
I'm going to give the experience A, because the three of us got to go to a movie together. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online, gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.